Hey everyone, it's Chris from Accents Out Loud. It's not really an episode today, just wanted to talk because I think there's a few things that I want. It's been a really nice time in Vancouver. After work, sun's shining, it's nice and warm, it's finally summertime, so everyone's out and about. Enjoying the summer sun. For me, I'm just working in my apartment, but what I really am interested in is I recently bought some gear for hopefully getting some good lighting, some video equipment, some stuff that I can try and do some more podcasting or videos for YouTube content. I think right now, I'm still doing the stuff, I'm still grinding, I'm still trying to do my thing, but I do want visuals. I think I'm a pretty visual guy, and I think it's helpful for me to explain things that I'm seeing and things that I'm paying attention to and things that I'm listening for with a visual aspect or a visual educational component, because I think that's helpful. I think that's helpful for people, and maybe it can be something that we can use supplementally. Anyways. I'm excited about that. Hopefully I can get these videos out soon. We'll see how quickly I can turn them out, but that's my goal. Maybe I can do one once a month in the beginning, and as I get into a routine or something like that, I can start turning them out a bit quicker. But that's in the works. As for podcasting, I'm still trying to do that pretty often. Once a week is manageable, along with clients and normal 9-to-5 or 8-to-4 or whatever. And I still get a life on that. I still get to relax with my girlfriend and then, yeah, whatever. I still get a nice balance of what I want. I think that's about it for that update in terms of equipment and sort of things down the pipeline. As for Instagram, I'm posting things pretty regularly. I've pretty much gotten on a daily routine. You can check me out on Instagram at Lucid Accent. That's the Instagram handle. Message me if you have any questions, any comments, anything you want to feedback, or if you're interested in checking out my stuff there, podcast, Accents Out Loud, Lucid Accent, check it out on iTunes, podcasting, wherever you get your stuff. I'm using anchor.fm, so wherever anchor.fm can get it out to, that's where it's going. Maybe once I get everything else set in stone, I can start taking a look at taking that piece to the next level. I know some people are doing that already in other avenues. I think that's all I wanted to do. I find that I work better when I can voice things to the universe. If I put it out there, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm a man of my word. So if I say I'm going to do it, it'll get done. It'll be something that I prioritize. It'll be something that I put forward. I also want to say it out loud because last time I dropped the ball when I first started Accent Out Loud, the podcast, and just used the anchor.fm platform with my phone, it wasn't as great and I ended up falling off the routine. So just putting it out there again, I've been pretty good since I've been back from vacation. I think that's the thing that fucks me up the most, but if you like what you hear, if you're interested, if it's your first time coming, my name is Chris. I'm a speech language pathologist. I talk about accents. I talk about trying to teach yourself or train yourself a native English accent. I try to talk about what I hear, what I'm learning, what I know, and how you can incorporate that yourself into what you know, what you do with the words. Oh, another project that I want to talk about really quickly. I don't know if you guys have feedback or if you guys want me to do it more or less, let me know and that can help guide what I end up talking about. As I wanted to take a look Because when I talk about it, when I talk about accent modification, I talk about how to functionally pick words and phrases and things that you normally use in your daily life that you can incorporate it, you can work with, that you can practice, right? And I think what I say is write a list, start thinking about it, start practicing those words. But I think the next step that I can do to try and help you piece together a plan is to analyze someone's speech and or sentences or phrasing, whatever it is, and talk about them a lot, right? Talk about what I hear, talk about why I'm hearing it, right? When I'm talking about functional words or talking about things that you always say that you should be practicing, I can point those out to you about other people, right? One of the things that I love doing is I love listening on my way to work to Gary Vee. He pumps me up. I get pretty pumped with work. And on the way home as well, I'm fired up to do my side hustle, my other thing, right? And a lot of times with Gary Vee, his content is so repetitive. He's using the same wording. He's using the same phrasing. Sometimes he's tweaking the metaphor, the simile, the delivery, but the intention is the same. And a lot of times, even the words themselves are the same, right? So what we can do and what I can point out is he has a guiding framework of certain words that he always uses, right? He's always using the same punchline. He's always using, during his speeches, his pitches, whatever, whenever he's talking with people, he always goes back to the same metaphors, because they work. It's a tried and true method, right? But there are certain things that he does that are certain and unique to his style. They're unique to him, right? He always uses the metaphor, can't put your ass on two toilets. That's very unique to him and maybe the Soviet Union Russian background for him, but it resonates with people who don't come up from that background because it gets the message across, right? For him, there's certain words or phrases or several words that he'll always use. And so my intention would be to go through that, pick them out, shoot them your way, and let you know what I think, and let you know how you can incorporate that into the way that you deliver your communication to others. Other things that I want to possibly show more are how I'm analyzing someone's speech from start to finish, sort of what programs I use, what I'm listening for, what I try to do to pick up an accent. I used to have an accent sort of project where I tried to pick up another accent and it sucked. And I suck at it. I got busy, I ended up dropping it, and really it's hard to keep up, but that's something I want to restart. Maybe I can try and do a whole session, even if it sucks, but try and do a whole podcast episode in a different accent. Or show you little snippets throughout the day of me trying to use another English accent to communicate with somebody on the street, right? Anyways, there's a lot of ways that I'm thinking about this, a lot of avenues that I can go about doing this. Part of it is I have this perfectionist tendency in me that I need to get over and just post more. And then the other half is I am juggling a lot of balls in different courts and it's just me. But I know nobody wants to hear those excuses, so I'm going to just shut up and continue to do what I can. And when I'm ready to take that next step or when I'm ready to try that new thing, then I'll implement it. Hope you all are having a wonderful day. Hope the weather's amazing for you this summer. And yeah, we'll see you in the next time. Peace.